special.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. We've got an exciting broadcast lined up for you. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by Rob Sass with Hagerty. He's the Senior Director of Media Services, but he's also a noted writer, writes for the New York Times. He's written several other books as well. He's an expert in collector cars, and he's over at an event in Paris. Just wrapped up. It's an event that goes on for a number of days. It's called Retromobile. I have never been to the country of France, nor to this event, so we'll get the inside scoop on that. Also coming up in this hour, it was just recently named the North American Truck of the Year by a group of journalists at the Detroit Auto Show. It's a very unique vehicle from Ford. It's called the Transit Connect, and we're going to get the inside scoop on that. Hour number two of the program, something very special indeed. We're going to be joined by a gentleman I met in person at the SEMA show in Las Vegas last November. He is a founding member of Bob Seger's band, the Silver Bullet Band. He's a real car guy, Alto Reed, the saxophonist, percussionist with Seger's band. He's got his own new band called the Reed and Dickerson Band. And we're going to talk to him about his automobile passion, talk about growing up in the city of Detroit, talk a little bit about Bob Seger and all the stories, because he's been with Bob since the get-go. And a little later on, we're going to be joined by Kevin Janeway, who works with Alto on the album and also on the promotion of the band, and is an interesting automotive tie-in. Kevin is the COO of a company called Tailgater that makes a very unusual device designed to help you guys that like to do tailgating. So got to be an interesting hour for your Bob Seger fan. And hour number two of the program, we're going to have loads of fun with Alto Reed. Hour number three, we're going to be chatting with Ken Zvokal. He's a gentleman who I've known for a number of years. He does a number of websites, including my own, autoworldradio.com. And he's the geek guy. He's the guy with the auto geek and the truck geek and the cycle geek websites. Also on today's broadcast, we'll be joined by another celebrity. This guy, I always enjoy talking with this gentleman. He's, to say the least, a very diverse character. His name is Mickey Jones. He's a musician. He's played with Bob Dylan. He's played with Kenny Rogers. He's played with Johnny Rivers. He's an actor. He's been in a lot of movies. He's kind of a bit actor, character actor, but he's been in one of the most famous television commercials ever made, and he's going to be telling us about a big motorsports event coming up in Las Vegas in February, a NASCAR race. He does a lot of charity promotion for that race every year, and Mickey Jones is always a blast to talk with, so I'm looking forward to that. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We begin this hour with a quick look at the world of motorsports, not motorsports news. We'll have motorsports in hour number two of the program, and the news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. Well, the next big auto show on the horizon is the Chicago International Auto Show, just coming up in a couple of weeks, and a number of significant debuts are going to be happening there, and we'll be covering it all here on Auto World. But folks are still chattering about the recently concluded press days and the public days of the Detroit Auto Show, because there were so many different stories happening and so many things happening, and I thought it might be a good opportunity to once again recap some of the important introductions held at this year's Detroit Auto Show, beginning with the domestic manufacturers. Ford has definitely gone in a small vehicle direction with a number of important unveils in both Los Angeles and most recently in Detroit. The Fiesta is their new entry-level vehicle in Detroit. They took the wraps off the 2012 Ford Focus for the first time, sharing its platform with the European Ford Focus. That's a good thing. A new V8 engine for the Mustang. The 5.0 is back in the Mustang GT brand. You'll see the 5.0 badge on the 2011 Mustang. It's a very sophisticated power plant. Just the pictures of the power plant deem it indeed very sophisticated. It's got a lot of cool intake runners. Very impressive. 32 valves, four overhead camshafts, variable valve timing, significant horsepower. We're talking somewhere in the vicinity of 412 horsepower, 390 pound-feet of torque. Not quite as much as the Camaro SS and not as much as the SRT8 variant of the Challenger, but better than the RT variant of the Hemi V8, the 5.7 liter, which is standard in the RT and other lesser than SRT8 Challengers. Other big stories in the Motor City from some of the other manufacturers. BMW showed off a high-performance variant of their Z4. It's not an M vehicle, though. It's just got an M-type engine. It's called the 35iS. Also, from BMW, they showed off a brand-new variant of their upcoming 5 Series, a Gran Turismo edition, which basically has a hatchback with a trunk built in, if you could imagine. Chrysler showed a quick look at some future vehicles, including the revamped version of their Chrysler 300, the Motor Trend 2004 Car of the Year, and looks even more upscale. And I've been told that the interior on the production model, they didn't show the actual production model in Detroit, just kind of the concept of this vehicle. The production model is going to have a significantly improved interior. No question about it. It's got much larger wheels and standard equipment than the current generation Chrysler product. Also, at Detroit, we saw the unveiling of the Mercedes E convertible, very stylish vehicle, just like the E Coupe variant. I also, for the first time, got a look at the SLS supercar from Mercedes-Benz, which was quite a cool vehicle as well. Lincoln showed off a crossover vehicle for the 2011 model year. It's the MKX from Lincoln. And another thing that I'm noticing, at least here in the local area of Massachusetts, is a merging of dealerships here. There's a local dealership in my area that was strictly a Ford franchise, but now, just riding by it the other night, I noticed it's a Lincoln and Mercury dealership as well. Mazda is going to be unveiling upcoming here in Chicago a revamped version of their Mazda 5, somewhat controversial in design. Some people are calling it either refreshing or revolting. That will be an interesting vehicle to check out. But getting back to some of the Detroit highlights, for me personally, boy, the stuff at the Audi stand was quite enticing. Indeed, it was my first chance to get a look at the R8 convertible, the 24/7 supercar from the Audi brand, available first only with a 10-cylinder engine, a V10, a 5.2-liter, taken from the Lamborghini Gallardo, another company owned by the Volkswagen Group, Lamborghini. It will, however, be available with a V8 engine. Of course, it will be a pricey piece, but significantly less expensive than anything wearing an Italian badge. And speaking of Italian badges, in Detroit we saw the debut of the beautiful Gran Turismo convertible, the four-seat Maserati. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and then more of Auto World is headed your way. Don't go away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Hagerty.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 29th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $10.8670. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.1659, $5.5830 for a half ounce, or $2.7915 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.1659, $5.5830, and $2.7915.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world. Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. I got an email from Billy F. Gibbons earlier this week. He's in studio right now in Los Angeles recording through the month of March, but he is going to join us on air here sometime after that, after he gets down to the business of not recording music. That's something that he's doing all the time. Nevertheless, We look forward to getting Billy back with us in the not-too-distant future. Rob Sass, looks like we're having a little bit of connection problem with him. Rob is the Senior Director of Media Services for Hagerty and also a writer for, among other outlets, the New York Times. And I spoke with Rob just a little bit earlier today, and he was telling me all about this wonderful event in Paris called Retromobile, and he said it was a record turnout, and amazingly, a lot of Europeans that collect both Corvettes and Mustangs were in attendance, but not a whole lot of Americans in attendance. But right now, we're going to focus on the vehicle that recently took home a big honor at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It won the Truck of the Year Award, an award given out by a group of journalists, a panel of journalists from all across North America. It went to the Ford Transit Connect, and to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Damani Hunt, the Ford marketing manager for that vehicle, to our airwaves. Damani, thank you very much, and congratulations on winning the Truck of the Year Award.
Thank you, Bob, for that, and we're very ecstatic for getting that kind of the recognition from the journalists there. Obviously, they're vested, they're experts in what they do, and they really recognize what we've known at Ford for a long time, that the Transit Connect is indeed a game changer, and thus the Truck of the Year Award. We've been producing Transit Connects for about 7 years on a global scale, identified really the need for our small business owners to really have a small cargo van to fit their specific needs. Really the last small cargo van that you may be aware of is the Chevy Astro. And when that went away, those customers, very loyal to that segment and the need of a smaller utility vehicle, had to go to repurposed, retail vehicles, wagons, or overpurposed full-size vans that have, don't get quite the fuel efficiency that they need or have too much cargo space, in what they're looking for. That's why we brought and decided to bring this vehicle to market. Again, it's run numerous awards overseas for many years, and obviously to get the Truck of the Year from the journalist there is something that we knew was a great product and why we decided to bring that thing over.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this vehicle, because it's definitely something that I'm sure a lot of our Auto World listeners are not familiar with. It is quite different, as you pointed out, than a lot of the traditional vans that we think of. I mean, dimensionally, as you pointed out, I mean, this vehicle is a whole lot smaller than your typical average van that we see a lot of businesses using today.
That's right. It's actually the cubic box. There's 135 cubic feet of cargo space, which is and then it's really usable cargo space, which I described before. And if you put it in a frame of reference, the full size big van that you're talking about is about 230, 240 cubic feet of cargo space. So again, a little bit off with regard to the dimensions, but the dimensions are very usable for people that don't need all of that utilitarian type cargo capacity, right? It's a 6 foot long bed, 5 foot high, and about 4 foot wide. And one thing that we are promoting with through our Ford dealers is the fact that we have upfitters that can customize that cargo space and really make it usable for small businesses. One good thing in really bringing a small cargo van into North America is the fuel efficiency, and that's very important to our small business owners now, as well as people looking for this vehicle. It's 40% more fuel efficient than a full-size van, with 22 miles per gallon in the city, 25 miles per gallon highway, so it gives you great fuel. And really, again, with a smaller cargo van, it needs to be nimble. It needs to be able to get around in urban areas. And it really drives and performs like a car. So the feel, the road feel that you have, give you a good steering wheel presence and feel that you're driving an actual car. It has a 40% better turning ratio than a full-size van as well. So great for urban areas. Obviously, from a fuel standpoint, gives you good MPG and really a smart solution for people looking for a small cargo van.
It's a very good point that you bring up about the turning radius of the vehicle. I mean, especially for folks that are using this vehicle in congested areas, whether they be suburban or city. I mean, this vehicle has a turning radius that is not that far off from a Honda Accord, yet holds as much cargo as almost as much as like a vehicle like the Chevrolet Suburban.
That's right. And then, and even the payload, 1,600 pounds of payload is more than some pickup trucks as well. So really, and that's something we tout. It drives like a car, has enough functionality and purposeness as a van, and it's built for tough, like obviously a truck. So it kind of runs the diaspora, and that's why I believe that the journalists saw that this is indeed a game changer, a vehicle that really fits all. It's a white space vehicle to the small cargo van segment, but something that when a small business owner or really a retail customer look at the vehicle, it says they just shake their head and says, yeah, it makes sense. You mentioned, Bob, the urban areas. Again, forget to mention kind of the specs of the vehicle. Two dual sliders on the van that gives you access to cargo on each side of the street. Obviously, in a lot of urban environments, they're one-way streets, so it gives you some flexibility there. And in the rear, you have 50-50 rear barn doors that actually articulate. You know, the standard in the industry is 180 degrees. These articulate up 255 degrees and really lock into place. So you really never have to get in the vehicle, mess around in the vehicle. You have access points on each side and in the rear to get your cargo in and out of that vehicle efficiently.
Well, tell us about the powertrain that's the standard equipment in the Transit Connect for right now. I believe there's only one power plant, but down the road I know you have plans for some other future power plants.
Yeah, we're actually, it's a 2.0 cylinder, four-cylinder engine in there. It gives you 136 horsepower, 136 pounds of torque. It really delivers, and actually when it's fully laden with the 1,600 pounds in the bag, still performs very, very well. We are looking, and again, we've mentioned we produced the vehicle for about 7 years in various markets globally, and there are various powertrains with them depending on the particular market. But in the late fourth quarter, we are looking at a pure battery electric vehicle in the Transit Connect, obviously designed for urban areas, but one that can obviously, true plug-in electric vehicle for small businesses.
Straight ahead, more all about the Transit Connect for 2010. If you got a question, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We thank you very much for joining us. We are live all across North America. Before we go back to talk to our representative from Ford about the 2010 Transit Connect van, the vehicle that won the big award at the Detroit Auto Show as the North American Truck of the Year, we have located Rob Sass, the senior director of media services for Hagerty and also a noted writer for the New York Times and other publications. And he joins us live from Paris, where Retromobile has wrapped up. Rob, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing very well indeed. So I'm excited to get the report. How was this year's Retromobile?
It was a great show. Compared to last year, the crowd seemed like they were back. There were more vendors, bigger, better displays. Pretty impressive showing this year.
And tell our listeners a little bit about the history of this event. It's been going on for many, many years.
It's been going on for 35 years. It's the largest classic car show in France and probably one of the largest shows in Europe. I mean, if you think about maybe some of those old black and white photos you used to see in Road and Track of like the Geneva Motor Show and the Earls Court Motor Show, that's kind of the feeling. A lot of great classic cars up on stands with sort of the nameplates hanging from the rafters, clubs, restorers, dealers, auction houses, lots of parts vendors. It's February, and obviously it's pretty cold here in Paris, so it all goes on indoors in the Porte de Versailles Convention Center, kind of southwest of the center of Paris.
And do they honor a particular make or model? Is that part of the Retromobile experience?
Well, they seem to, obviously, the homeboy thing is going on, and there are a lot of displays for the homegrown stuff, Peugeots, Citroëns, Renaults and some lesser known French makes. But this year was the 90th anniversary of Mazda. So Mazda had a nice display of some interesting Mazdas through the years. The original Mazda Cosmo, which was the first rotary sports car, first generation RX-7, and some newer Mazda products. It was Peugeot's 200th anniversary this year, although obviously they haven't been making cars that long. I believe they started out making coffee grinders and graduated to bicycles and then automobiles in the last part of the 19th century. So big anniversary for Peugeot, and also they celebrated 100 years of Alfa Romeo there this year.
And you were telling me a little bit earlier today on my Motor Trend show that lots of American vehicle owners, their muscle car owners, were in attendance as well.
Yeah, always interesting to see how American cars are treated in Europe. You always sort of hear that because of the $8 a gallon gasoline here, you don't see many of them. But boy, the French Mustang Club, Mustang Passion France was there in force, a couple of Corvette clubs. So a lot of Mustangs and a lot of Corvettes. If I'd had a K-code convertible Mustang to sell there, I probably could have sold it 4 or 5 times over the weekend.
Very good. And what was the overall feeling at the event compared to other years?
I think the overall feeling was, Bonhams had an auction earlier in the week. Wasn't quite as successful as some of the auctions in Scottsdale and some of the big cars went unsold. But the general feeling is that the collector car hobby in Europe, like in the U.S., has weathered the economic storm and prices have stabilized. And I think everybody's looking forward to 2010 as being a decent year in the collector car world.
Absolutely. I know Hagerty has an office in the United Kingdom. Do you expect Hagerty to be spreading across even more areas of Europe in the not-too-distant future?
I certainly hope so. The U.K. has been an unqualified success, and we're now operating in Canada, so I hope so.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. I mean, a lot of folks don't realize, I mean, there are car collectors all over the world, including, you know, some of these emerging markets, too, like India and China and Russia. I have had friends who have traveled to Russia and are just shocked to see some of the car collections there.
It is amazing in some of the emerging markets. I've seen photos from a Concours in India that look just fantastic.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's good to see collector cars appreciated in some corners of the globe where you wouldn't expect it.
So Retromobile is an event I've never attended. Is this one that I should put on my must-do list one of these days?
You know what, I think so. And, you know, in spite of the exchange rate not being particularly favorable right now, it's off-season in Paris. There are a lot of great hotel deals. Airline deals there are pretty common. I know, for example, I paid $500 this year for a round-trip coach ticket from Chicago to Paris. So, not that crazy expensive of an undertaking to do, and really like nothing else in the U.S. I think probably the closest thing that you compare it to would be something like Hershey, where you've got a lot of vendors, a lot of displays, and an auction and everything else. But I got to tell you, the food is in a whole other league from Hershey. That's pretty folks walking around Hershey with flutes of champagne, I can tell you that.
Well, Rob, we really appreciate your time and joining us. It's late in the evening there in Paris, so go back and enjoy that fine French food, and I hope you're having your share of wine and champagne as well.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right. He's Rob Sass, Senior Director of Media Services for Hagerty, and you can read Rob's work in the New York Times and many other publications, and I know he's been working on a number of books as well, so that's Rob Sass. We go back to Damani Hunt, who is the Ford Marketing Manager for the Ford Transit Connect. Sounds like a nice event. Damani, would you like to go to Retromobile one of these years?
Absolutely. Maybe sometime we'll go together in the near future.
That sounds like a plan, definitely. So tell us a little bit about the interior of the Transit Connect, because this is something also that is quite unique from what a lot of Americans usually think of when they think of a commercial type van.
Well, the the interior, the beauty of the Transit Connect is that the interior can be made really for their own purposes. People just think, you know, cargo van, they just think kind of a sheer box, but we offer over 12 vocational specific packages that can be ordered through our Ford dealers that really basically make the Transit Connect a tool, an extension of their business, whether it be a plumber, a caterer, a technology company, small business. And actually, we're getting some sports enthusiasts, actually, that like, and hobbyists that like the way that you can customize the 135 cubic feet for their specific business need or their hobby need. Actually, one of our small business owners, his business is a kayak company, and he takes folks out rafting. And he obviously has the top of the vehicle with his rafts and his kayaks on top, but has the inside of the vehicle customized specific for the helmets, life vests, and obviously he folds the seats back and actually can move, five passengers as well. So, whether it's, a kayak person, a sports enthusiast, a cyclist, florist, or whatever your need is, that's the beauty of the dimensions in the back of the Transit Connect. And I think that's why the journalists styled this vehicle as a game changer, and again, elected it as Truck of the Year.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about, as you say, that there are different packages available. So if I'm, let's say, a plumber, there's a specific ordering code that I can check that will have my vehicle interior prepared for the needs of an average plumber?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I'll go into some of the technologies that would assist an average plumber as well. But you'd go in there to your local Ford dealer and say, hey, here's my specific vocation. Obviously, a plumber. They go into and contact a upfitter that's that is connected with the Ford network, and they would show the customer, four or five different derivatives of what we call the plumber package.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's unique.
Well, hold that thought. I want to hear more on the other side. Break is fast approaching. Anybody get a question for Damani? 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
It is the 2011 Truck of the Year, 2010, I should say. I'm jumping ahead here. The 2010 Truck of the Year for the North American marketplace, selected by a jurist, a group of jurists at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's the Ford Transit Connect van, and we're telling you all about it. And Damani, let's talk a little bit more about some of the unique features of the van. As you point out, this is so customizable to so many different professions. I mean, just logging on to the Ford website right now, there's, you know, all kinds of owner stories. Tell us about some of these stories.
Yeah, and actually, there's exactly on our website, there's three unique, and that shows you how specific for everyone this vehicle is. There's unique businesses. One is a baby-proofing company that used this vehicle. Obviously, a lot of gadgets and a lot of home installs, you know, a lot of delivery routes. They're looking for a vehicle that's efficient, fuel efficient from a small business perspective, but can carry a lot of cargo. And that baby proofing company, they tout the praise of the vehicle. The other instance, it's a maid company that obviously moves cargo and crew, has specific upfits fit for, you know, that particular vocation. There's also the kayak company that I mentioned before. He transport people as well as his kayaks and uses the vehicle kind of off-road a little bit to deliver the people to the actual location, and obviously pulls all his equipment out, customized outfits for his specific business. And the other one as well is a grocer, right, one that moves produce, urban delivery, great vehicle for them. And, again, uses really not really, you know, specific racks and bins in there, but really uses the whole entire bed of the vehicle to make sure that they can move the heavy pallets of produce to his individual grocer. So, again, even on our website, it illustrates the full diaspora of really what that vehicle can do. And we mentioned, Bob, earlier, the plumbing scenario, right, how we can cater the vehicle, the back of the vehicle, to a plumber. One thing that the vehicle offers, and I think that's where the journalist kind of signed in, this is kind of a game changer, is the Ford Work Solutions. And the Ford Work Solutions really is a mobile office of productivity tools. It allows you in the vehicle to have an in-dash computer, allows you to, through a mobile link,
connect to your computer at your office. So if you're needing to, pull up a document, make some changes to an invoice that maybe the customer, when you're delivering the vehicle, had to have some additions or some changes, you can connect to your office back home with a wireless keyboard and a wireless printer that's optional with the actual computer. You can print invoices from your vehicle. Another piece of it, too, which is kind of unique technology in the plumber scenario, is a thing called ToolLink. And what that ToolLink thing really does, it has RFID tags that really work with your computer and allow you to know what kind of inventory is in the back of your vehicle. So if you're going to, for instance, replace a toilet and you're a plumber and you hit, replace toilet on your computer, it'll identify if you have all the tools in place in your vehicle to do that particular repair. Now, it's also good if you're leaving the job site, you're off, you want to make sure that all the tools that you did with the repair are in your vehicle and headed to the next job site. So you go ahead and hit that. It identifies what tool is in or not in your vehicle. And obviously, if it's not in there, gives you an audible alarm. You go back to the garage, put it in the vehicle, and you're on your way. So, fantastic technology that allows our business owners, people using this vehicle, the people that this vehicle is designed for, to be more productive in their day-to-day activities.
Excellent. Let's talk about the safety attributes of the Transit Connect, because I know the vehicle has done quite well in those categories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes with standard with front airbags and front seat side airbags. Actually got 5 stars, both side and frontal impact. Has standard tire pressure monitoring system in the vehicle's tires, so you make sure you have the right amount of tire pressure when you're moving, up to 1,600 pounds of payload, and comes standard in the wagon version with advanced track with roll stability control. So you can in the case of slippage, directs power to the proper wheel to get you back aligned. So not only is it very fuel efficient, not only is it moves your cargo efficiently, it also obviously moves you and your occupants safely as well.
Got an email question here from Peter listening on WBIX AM 1060 in Boston, and he'd like to know more about the fuel efficiency of the vehicle. Do you know off the top of your head, Damani, the EPA numbers?
Absolutely. 22 miles per gallon in the city, 25 in the highway. And if you put it in a frame, it's 40% more fuel efficient than full-size vans. And full-size vans, a lot of them don't post of them because of the GVWR, the weighting, but it's around 12 to 15. So if you put it into perspective from a cost of ownership standpoint, right, and if you don't have to move as much cargo, and there's still a need for full-size vans. Don't get us wrong. Ford Motor Company is the market leader in E-Series, so we don't want to alienate that. But if you don't need all of that functionality, all of the purpose, to move your cargo almost 40% more efficiently, you do the math over the cost of the life cycle of that vehicle, it's going to pay dividends for small business owners.
It certainly is. And another thing that we should tell listeners is this is not a really expensive vehicle either. Give us an idea of the price range on the Transit Connect.
Yeah, starting really very well equipped at $21,475. And then we talked about the mobile office suite of productivity tools. You add that on, there's about $1,500 for the computer and some of the technology there. And really the upfit, the average upfit, to, again, make that the complete tool for their business, is about $800. And again, we talked about the 12 locational packages. So all in with the mobile office suite, your back of the vehicle that fits your specific business need, you're talking right around $23,000-$24,000 as an all-in solution, an extension of your business. Also, if you look at the vehicle, you're looking on the website there, Bob, you can see the white panels or the side panels, a lot of advertising space. We talked about the inside. The outside as well can be customized and actually pretty soon, actually within about a month or so, working on, with our dealers again to get a graphic wrap program. So, you sit down with your dealer, you talk about the insides and get that specific, and then you talk about, oh, here's my logo, here's my, website, here's my business card. Apply that to the exterior of the vehicle for me as well. So within about a month, we'll have the exterior and the interior all kind of buttoned up. So all you got to do as a customer, if you're interested in this, is go to your dealer, sit down with them, and they'll sit and make this vehicle specific for you and your business need.
Is this vehicle manufactured here in the U.S., or is it brought in from overseas?
Yeah, it is brought in overseas. Like I said, we've been producing this vehicle for since 2002. We sold 600,000 of these things globally. And,
wow.
You know, Ford Motor Company, we're a global market, and we sold it in over 55 countries, three continents. This will be the fourth continent that we've brought it in at. So it makes sense for us right now to import the vehicle. Again, you know, with 600,000 of these things, it's not, you know, you say, oh, this is the introduction of it for North America. But no, this vehicle, for the most part, has been going on for 7 years, and it takes the test of the duty standard and actually has earned the badge of Built Ford Tough, tested to the same durability as our E-Series is here in North America, and it passed with flying colors.
Wonderful. It has a lot of cool features, including a hands-free calling option, and as you mentioned, the available in-dash computer and the work solutions. What's the available crew chief? What is that?
Well, crew chief is designed really more for major fleets. It allows an owner of, you know, 3, 4, you know, a series, 5 or more, 10 or more vehicles to monitor the location of each individual vehicle, right? It also allows them to identify if a vehicle, you know, you can put kind of a perimeter around where you want your crew, right? You're a business owner and you have a crew of 5 or 10. If it's outside a certain area, it'll give you an audible alert, whether it sends you an email, calls you, sends you a text, on your phone. It'll say, you know, basically, vehicle number 6 is outside of the perimeter. It also allows you maintenance options. You can track to see if a vehicle has too many mileage. You can bring it in for maintenance if it's over a certain amount of miles. It also, you know, if it's doing any performance issues, it'll alert you as a business owner to bring the vehicle in for routine maintenance.
Well, it's a really cool vehicle, and there it is, the 2010 North American Truck of the Year, the Ford Transit Connect. Damani, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.